Since 2010, many of us have enjoyed Border Theater's dedication to premiering original works, but now there's something new. And with me are co-founders of Border Theater, Austin Savage and Carlos Rubalcava, to tell us about their first full-length original production titled Vultures at the Well. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, explain exactly how is this your first full-length production when I thought everything you did was a production.
So. Well, we've done shows that are certainly equivalent to a full-length show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've done exhibitions in Disconnection every year for the past 3 years, and that's usually a show of original material that's mostly made up of 10 minutes and shorter plays that comprise a full show once put together.
So it's like an anthology, but it's whatever you call that in a theater context.
A short works showcase.
There you go, short works showcase. And if that didn't exist, you just made it up. Yes. That was a very good save.
And that's what we've usually done in the past, but with Vultures at the Well, with this show, what we've done is we actually wanted to create a full-length show that mm-hmm. was all original by us.
Excellent. Now, Vultures at the Well is going to be performed at the UTEP Studio Theater next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's July 26th, 27th, and 28th, with performances at 8 p.m., plus two matinees at 2:30 on Saturday and on Sunday. Tell me about the background on Vultures at the Well. Who exactly wrote it? And give me a little hint as to the plot.
It started as an idea a few years back following the very first performance, our very first exhibitions in 2010. We employed some dancers to help progress that project. And so the concept of employing their skills in our storytelling process always had an appeal to me. We've always placed an emphasis on trying to build shows based on the pre-existing skill sets of the performers.
Yes.
So the concept was in my head personally for a little while back. I started tinkering around and writing a few lines, and then it sat dormant for years, literally. And then thanks to the Museum and Cultural Affairs Department and their Artist Incubator Program.
Yes, I'm so delighted twice in one show to have the AIP show up. This is great. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I took that same idea, revamped it, applied for their, you know, created essentially an entirely new project concept and received some funding from, mm-hmm. Which that allowed us to rehearse at the Glass Box and then. So then it was just a simple matter of taking the idea to Carlos and some other past collaborators and saying we're going to do what we've always done, but as opposed to it being multi-collaborators, mm-hmm. each doing individual pieces, mm-hmm. their individual segments would create one long narrative.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally been written, choreographed, or directed by five different people.
It's funny, the look on your face when you first start to answer these questions sometimes is as though, I have no idea how this happened. And there is a logical, there's a continuum, but it's like you're still stunned it's actually going to occur.
No, yeah. Well, I think we have a very particular way of working where mm-hmm. it's not usually one person who carries the whole thing.
Yeah.
We create by working off of each other. So, like Austin said, we've done that in the past with exhibitions for like smaller pieces that form something bigger. But for this one, we said, let's see what happens when we pull all these people together and
kind of the chaotic synergy of collaboration.
Yeah,
where mm-hmm. you're willing to take the risk of it getting out of control and creating something. Well, there's a reference here to Vultures at the Well as a modern myth based on works of Joseph Campbell. Tell us about Joseph Campbell and why.
Joseph Campbell is most famous, I guess, for his book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces, where he was a mythologist mm-hmm. that pointed out that most of the myths, and regardless of any culture, have the same structure.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were looking at this project, we, like Austin mentioned, he had the seed of the idea. He had, you know, he had written a few lines. He had very compelling images. Our process has evolved in that we started with that image and then we found an ending image. And then we wanted it to be a myth. So mm-hmm. we said, okay, we're going to use Joseph Campbell's hero's journey or whatever you want to call that structure to mm-hmm. be part of that. So that's kind of the structure of the story.
They just took the seeds from that.
rather than having all the collaborators focus on a particular theme or three hidden words or like our past projects or things like that, then they're bound by a narrative form. They have a beginning, middle, and end. They just have to work together to get there.
Are you more excited or nervous about this premiere?
I'm very excited.
Yeah?
I'm proud of this one because this is unlike anything I've ever attempted or seen before, and that's pretty good because we've tried some crazy stuff.
So. Well, I commend you on trying crazy stuff. I mean, if you're not going to do that in the arts, where are we going to do it
right.
in society? So, and here you are getting a grant and being funded by the city. So respectable. I congratulate you both. This is really a super project. My guests are Austin Savage and Carlos Rubalcava, who are the co-founders of the Border Theater, now entering its fourth year with its first full-length original production, Vultures at the Well, which will be performed at the UTEP Studio Theater that's on the first floor of the Fox Fine Arts Building here on the UTEP campus, where, by the way, it's not that hard to park. It's really easy to get places here. The performances are next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 8 p.m., with matinees on Saturday at 2:30, which, by the way, that performance is free, and then Sunday also a matinee at 2:30. The cost is very, very reasonable, and you can get your tickets at bordertheater.org beforehand if you wish. Thank you so much, and congratulations for coming
Thank you.
In.
Thank you
very much.